We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And if you haven't picked those books up yet, be sure to pick them up. You can get them on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, you name it, they're out there. Or you can go to our website at emtexas.com. And, hey, we're the voices of executive medicine of Texas. And each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. So if you miss a week or you want to share something you heard on the show, go to iTunes.com and search the Staying Young Show. You can download those past shows for free. And just one thing I've noticed on iTunes, I don't know if you all have noticed, I go in and I kind of look, you know, how many downloads. It's fascinating to see the downloads and which shows are everybody's favorites and who's been downloading. But one thing I noticed is a lot of people don't realize you can click to the next page. So if you only see what's on the page, go to the bottom, click to page two. There's like 160 or almost 200 shows. So be sure to go through those extra pages. But like I said, we're always bringing you information that you can use on this show. And today's topic is definitely something you can use, not just to reduce stress, but to help you feel and look younger. Our topic today is the anti-aging benefits of meditation. And we're going to be joined later by this amazing filmmaker. Great stuff. He is an expert on the topic of meditation, Frank Huguenard, and he is also, like I said, a filmmaker, won some awards, and it's going to be a fascinating hour, so stay tuned for the whole hour. And, of course, that Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, you won't want to miss that because that's your chance to win a free copy of the book. And I heard that it's not quite as hard today, maybe. So for those of you that have been trying but you didn't get it right, today might just be your lucky day.
Don't be fooled.
He always says it's not that hard, and then we all like looking at him like deer in the headlights, huh? I don't know the answer, but all right, let's talk for a minute about meditation, because this is something that it used to be like, oh, meditation, those people are weird, and then it was only something that happened in certain parts of the country or in other countries, but now it seems a little more mainstream, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. Just to put it in a scientific realm, so our listeners know this is not nonsense, people like the Dalai Lama and his followers have been studied, and when they're meditating, their brainwaves actually change to a unique type of brainwave, and this brainwave is associated with calmness and less stress and so on. So there's a scientific basis for all this, and I think that's why there's such a increased interest.
And we talk about that in our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. If you haven't picked that book up, be sure to go there. But step six of the Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health book is about prayer and meditation. And we talk about those studies. And now that we have functional MRI, we can actually see what goes on in the brain. And they've proven that different parts of the brain get increased blood flow and other parts actually shut down during meditation. So it's like exercise for the brain. Well, that means it's time for Doc Shock. And Doc Shock of the day is usually something that we see in the news or read about that we find interesting. So here was something. It was on Science Daily. I thought this was interesting. And it's about people that are overweight. They studied overweight people, and what they found is that there are reduced levels of a particular molecule. That molecule is called NAA. And it's really fascinating because it's in the hippocampus of the brain, which is the part of the brain that involves memory, learning, emotions, and they think really controls like appetite. But they found that people that are overweight, that there's a decrease in this molecule. They also found, going along with today's show, that people that are under high stress or that worry too much or worry all the time also have a decreased level of this particular molecule. So there you go. That stress and overweight tie that we know happens, this just goes to prove that maybe it's a brain thing. Not maybe. I mean, it says.
As I say, not maybe. There's lots of evidence showing that, and it goes back there, ties in with our topic today, is that when you exercise that brain, maybe lower those levels, that you're less likely to have those changes.
Yeah, I think that this is a big, big topic, and this meditation and stress topic today. So stay tuned all hour, because we're going to have some great stuff about it.
Well, that music means it's time for the Immortal Minute. And today's Immortal Minute kind of goes back to things we've talked about some in previous, and that's the low-calorie or calorie-restricted diet improving longevity. And there was a study that was done a couple years back, and it was done at the University of Wisconsin. It did show that in primates, they used monkeys, that a calorie-restricted diet did promote longevity. However, in a subsequent study that was performed, they showed that it was not did not improve longevity, but the monkeys that were on a lower calorie diet had better health. And they relate the fact that the Wisconsin study, it had more to do with their diets. They were eating high sugary diets. And so even though that the calorie restricted monkeys still had more sugar, it was that excess sugar led to early morbidity and mortality, or early disease and death, in the well-fed monkeys. So the point of the story is, you caloric restricted diet probably doesn't improve longevity, but what makes up your diet can significantly improve your longevity. So getting rid of the sugars.
You know, it's interesting. Recently, there was a study on identical twins. One went on a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet. The other one had a balanced diet. And the one on the high-fat diet lost more weight, but his body composition was worse. Even though he lost weight, he had more percent body fat, and his blood work on his cholesterol was terrible. But the balanced diet, low-fat, low-carbs, he lost less weight, but was much healthier.
Yeah, and I love that you brought this up, this study, Dr. Anderson, because how many times have we heard calories in, calories out, and then people saying, well, I only have any calories, and my Coke is only worth this much, and that. It's so important what those calories consist of, and I think that gets lost a lot of times with not just our listeners, our patients, but just people in general.
It shouldn't. I mean, you know, we advocate the, you know, high protein, higher protein, lower carb, good fats, you know, so it shouldn't fall upon deaf ears. I've heard it before.
Yeah, but there's 10,000 diet books with 10 different approaches.
Yeah, it's all about lifestyle, folks. But hey, if you haven't picked up that been to that website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there and pick up the phone, 1-800-910-3932. You're going to need that number for the Dementia Defender coming up. And we're about to have our guest, Frank Hugengard, an amazing filmmaker and expert on meditation. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question: what have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Go to iTunes.com and search the Staying Young Show. You can also link to how to download those podcasts from our website, emtexas.com. So at the end of the show, as you know, we have the riddle, the dementia defender. And if you send us the correct answer and explanation, and if you do, we could send you a free copy of the book. Yes, I said free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Or you can pick Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Your choice. You just got to get it right. So write down that website, emtexas.com, emtexas.com, and the phone number 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. And of course, we have to give a shout out to our military. We're so excited that we have our troops listening to the show, and we know you're listening all over the globe, and we just wanted to send our love out to you and our appreciation. Now, today's guest, Frank Huguenard, a brilliant filmmaker and expert on meditation. I promised you he'd be on with us, so we're happy to have you. Now, did I butcher your name or did I get it right?
Oh, well, you kind of destroyed it. That's fine. It's Huguenard.
Huguenard. I knew that's what it was, but, you know, when you go to say it, sometimes it just you just dribble or go over your word. So,
No worries.
So we're really excited about you being on the show, and you're really regarded as an expert. But we're interested on why this is your passion. You know, what's your personal story with this? Why is this your deal,
Frank?
Oh,
wow. You know, it's a fairly long story. I'll try to make it brief. But, 13 years ago, I was working in Silicon Valley as a product engineer, and I invented a product that I named Companion. And Companion was basically a predecessor to Skype. It was actually better than Skype, and it also had YouTube functionality built into it. And YouTube got bought for $3 billion, and Skype got bought for $3 billion, and I got fired. And this was at a time in my life when my best friend and soulmate was losing her battle with breast cancer. So it was, you know, a lot of drama, an incredible amount of stress, and, you know, sort of a brutal time in my life. And here I was, 40 years old, and sort of replicating a lot of the patterns and behavior that my own parents had that I had vowed to never embark on. And so, you know, I really started taking a lot of, you know, looks in the mirror and trying to decide what was going on. And so I stumbled across the meditation practice. and you know, with some determination and perseverance, and stuck with it. And after just a few short years, I started having really amazing, blissful, divine meditations that would last for hours. And once you get to that state of consciousness, that really is our birthright. It's free, you know, it's accessible to anybody, and it's quite astounding. And once you get there on a regular basis, the first thing you want to do is share that with people.
Well, I think it's great.
So, I mean, this was Northern California. Where was this, a traditional form of meditation, or was this the California version?
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I mean,
well, there was no drugs involved, if that's what it was.
Well, that was kind of where I was headed with it, so.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
No, this would be a 4,000-year-old, a very traditional form of meditation. And by the way, if anybody's interested in this particular, method and technique that I use, you can just go to artofmeditation.com and learn more about it there. But it's just very traditional, meditation where you learn different techniques on how to basically, what they teach you and what you learn is that, your consciousness, your mind is made up of different components, your ego, your intellect, your memory, and your mind, your emotions. And those are all sort of, components that you can turn off and still maintain complete awareness. And so just through observing the breath, or if you have a mantra or different techniques, you can actually get into that, like I said, a state of consciousness that's a birthright.
I was just curious, in what way would you say meditation is different from self-hypnosis?
Self-hypnosis to me is more, I believe, locking your brain into sort of a wavelength, theta waves, whereas meditation is something that is definitely focused on training your mind to, like I said, turn off these co-processors so that you can actually learn how to quiet the mind and be in a different state of consciousness. And the state of consciousness that you get in through meditation is quite a bit different from theta waves.
So, I mean, what I hear is that the meditation would be more dynamic because you're turning on and off versus self-hypnosis is kind of a static type situation?
That's a fairly good way of saying it, yeah.
All right, so what's the name of your latest film? Now, what's the one I saw? It's like an hour and a half long, fascinating.
Right, so I've done three films initially. And by the way, the films are free. I've made them at my own expense because I'm passionate about meditation and want to really encourage people to do it. And they're free online at my website, beyondmefilm.com. If you want to watch them on DVD, there's a way to get them for a nominal price, and all that money goes to my next film, Beyond Thought. The one you saw that's 90 minutes is Beyond Reason. That was the one I just released a year ago.
That's so well done. I really, really enjoyed that.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd written a book called Beyond Me. That was my first film, beyondmefilm.com, of course. And I never published the book. You know, after I had these great meditations, I wrote this book, and I didn't know what I was going to do with it. And about 4 years ago, I just decided, sort of out of the blue, I'll just take this book and make a documentary film out of it. So the films that I've made are complete amateur works. I did them without any work, without any training or experience or money or help. I did them all, on my own on my computer.
That makes it even more fascinating.
So the best things come out of the garage, right?
That's right.
All the great ideas. Hewlett Packard, you, right?
Apple computer, right. Yeah.
All of them.
It's really amazing, though. I mean, I love technology and what a single person can do today with a computer, a decent camera, a concept, and a connection to the internet is really phenomenal. So thank you for the kind words.
Hey, didn't you win some kind of award, or you were nominated for People's Choice? Was it for that film?
Beyond Me won 2 years ago, and now Beyond Reason is actually nominated again. And it's online and... I'm hoping to win that. That would actually be a great thing for me, and that will help cover the cost of doing Beyond Thought. Beyond Thought will hopefully be out by the end of the year, and I want to travel to India to do the production of that.
Oh, that'll be fascinating.
Now, in your film, you talk about the conundrum of science, quantum mechanics, and how science can't answer the questions of how we can be happy and all the rest of it. For our listeners, can you talk about that for a while, about science, its limitations, and how meditation helps with that?
Sure. I mean, it's really, you know, a progression of thought of my own of getting the films done. Beyond Me really talks a lot about the mechanism of meditation and how, you know, so many of us are stuck in all these different patterns of behavior that we can't seem to get out of. You know, we always see a woman who's been in a relationship with a guy for 6 years. She's broken up with him 50 times, and she's finally able to break free from him. And the next thing you know, she's going out with a guy who's the exact same archetype. And these kinds of patterns in our lives are really more instinctive than anything else. And meditation sort of removes those instinctive behaviors. And then I went through the films, and beyond reason, what I really tried to accomplish is that, you know, by using talking about quantum mechanics and Einstein's theory of relativity, you know, I'm really trying to undermine the basic underpinnings of the modern scientific method and try to indicate to people that just because things are scientifically proven, that doesn't really, tie into things that aren't beyond the physical realm. And, you know, really a lot of the things that have to do with meditation and spirituality and reincarnation and, you know, all the really great questions that mankind has, you know, is there a divine power behind the universe? Is there a guiding force? Is there a soul? You know, is there life after death? All these questions can never be answered through the modern scientific method, and yet they can all be answered by learning how to quiet your mind and learning, you know, gaining knowledge through intuition.
That's some of these studies, they say, well, there's no study that proves that, and then, you know, the things, but there's no study that disproves it either.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's right. One problem that's really, I mean, that's one thing's really wrong with just saying, let's only follow things that have gone through the scientific method. I mean, we've never done a study to prove that the sky is blue, but we know the sky is blue. You know, just
is
because,
it?
Well, good point, but you know what I mean. But hey, we got to go to a short break. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to tell you the benefits of meditation, what it is, how long it takes, and some tips on how you can start meditating to get younger. Stay tuned. The Stay Young Vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine of Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. You have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. If you haven't gone to emtexas.com, that's emtexas.com, be sure to do so. Later this hour, we'll be giving you the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. So write down that website, emtexas.com, or the phone number 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. If you call us or you get in there and you send us a message through the website and you have the correct answer and explanation to the Dementia Defender Riddle, we'll send you a free copy of your choice. Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, or Age to Perfection. Now, if you just don't ever get these riddles but you still want the books, you can order them. You can go on our website, emtexas.com. You can go on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. All those places you can find them, or you can just call us and order it. But if you're just tuning in, go to iTunes, search the Staying Young Show. You can download past shows for there. There's almost 200 old shows. So go there, download them. Lots of fun topics, fun guests. And we're talking today about meditation and its anti-aging benefits. We're visiting with a brilliant filmmaker and meditation expert, Frank Huguenard, and we're just thrilled to have you on with us, Frank. But let's talk for a minute about the anti-aging effects of meditation and how it keeps us from getting and feeling too old.
Sure, and anti-aging in general's worst enemy is stress, right? Stress causes all kinds of different ailments in our body and mind. And so on the surface, it's sort of obvious that people who meditate are less stressed. And, I know people that, have been meditating 20 or 30 years and they're, 60, 70 years old, and they just look phenomenal. I mean, there's just a different look to them. But specifically, there's some really amazing studies that have been done over the last, 30, 40 years about how, meditation increases or decreases different hormones. It can increase the production of DHEA by up to 90%. And the DHEA is the only hormone that reduces as we grow older. Meditation can increase melatonin by up to 300%. And, besides being a sleep hormone, it's a very powerful antioxidant, anti-aging agent. It can decrease cortisol by almost 50%. So these are just hormonal imbalances that can be managed just through meditation. On top of that, meditation is known to calm brainwave activity. It's a marked reduction in oxygen use. it reduces anxiety, lowers blood pressure, reduction of chronic pain, a whole bunch of health benefits that are associated with it.
Well, there recently was researchers at University of Rochester found in the brain when we sleep that we have these gates that open up that are kind of like sweeping the cellular debris that we accumulate through the day. And they call them glymphatics. And so you flush out your brain of all the oxidants and things that have accumulated while those brain cells are functioning today. Are you aware of any studies they've done with meditation, whether you can get those kind of changes or not?
Sure. There's a lot of studies on there. And what they're finding is that 1 hour of deep meditation is actually more powerful in that regard than 12 hours of deep sleep.
Wow. That's significant.
How long do you have to practice for that? You said I got good at it after several years. I mean, so you're not going to get that kind of effect if I just start now, right?
And beyond me, I make a couple arguments that are just sort of, sort of compelling arguments, which is that, a lot of people say, well, I tried to meditate. I can't do it. And that would be like me saying, you know what, I picked up a violin once and I can't do it. I mean, it's ridiculous. You're going to do, I mean, the human nervous system is the most sophisticated musical instrument in the universe. You know, to learn how to master it, it's going to take more than a couple weeks. But at the same time, it's something that's really essential. And in my case, it took about 4 years, which is really incredible. I mean, that's a short amount of time in the grand scheme of things.
I was about to say, I played the saxophone for about 10 years, and I still stunk on it. So I need another compelling argument.
All right. So for our listeners, I mean, first of all, meditation's free. It doesn't cost you anything, but there's so many great benefits. So if you're just a beginner's, what are some tips you can give people? Like what? They need to be in a quiet room. They need to... What are some things?
You want to sit upright. If you lie down, there's a chance that you might actually doze off, and that's not so beneficial. What happens I've been meditating 11 years, and my mind's still filled with thoughts when I sit for meditation. And so the thing is what happens is, our minds are active, and you're going to sit down. The easiest technique for people who don't want to go take a course where they can learn some techniques is just to observe your breath. And then what you're going to notice, if you just start watching the breath come in and out, your mind's going to start to settle down, and you're going to, have a nice calm sensation. And then next thing you know, some time will pass and your mind's going to be filled with thoughts again. And the key there is not to be frustrated. Now, that happens to me, and I've been doing it almost a dozen years. Just sort of take those thoughts and embrace them, and then tap them on the butt and say, okay, I'm done with you now, and send them away. Put your focus back on your breath, and you're going to observe now that your breath is shallower, your pulse is, your heart rate is slowing down, and you're drifting off a little bit more. And then you're going to notice you have some more thoughts, and you just keep doing that process over and over again until the time, the space in between thoughts is growing longer and longer and longer. And, that's just the simplest thing to do. And the other thing I would do is just, make a commitment to do it 5 minutes a day.
5 minutes a day. How many, but just once? Like, how often do you meditate?
I meditate about 3 times a day. Usually at noon, I meditate for about an hour. But I get into such a blissful, divine state of consciousness. It's something I look forward to every day. If I miss it because of whatever situation, it's a rare occasion. It's something I try to avoid doing. It's just such an amazing experience. And there's no real way to describe it other than just try to convince people to do it.
I think it's probably hard for people, like for our listeners, they've got their job, they've got their phone, they've got their computer, there's so many distractions. So what's a tip you can give people, like a pre-meditation tip on how to ignore some of all these distractions?
It's kind of funny because when I started, my kids were just sort of like at the worst age. They were like 10 and 12 years old or something.
Knocking on the door. Hey, what are you doing?
negative attention seeking. If I'm trying to be quiet, they're going to be louder. And that's sort of a good news, bad news thing because it's kind of annoying. But at the same time, if you can get through that, you can get through anything. But obviously, you want to turn off your cell phone. You want to, dim the lights, be in a little darker room if you can. Just basically, as much as you're in control of, eliminate all the external stimulus you can, because you're really trying to go inward and trying to shut out all those external interruptions.
Well, one thing we mentioned in our book that I thought was interesting, we mentioned this in our Stay Young 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, is a lot of the religions have meditation within them, whether it's some kind of chanting, or it's just the ongoing part of it, or it's the prayer or
so
something.
How ubiquitous is this worldwide?
You know, the more I've looked into it and researched it, and Beyond Belief, my second film, is a lot about this, looking at different religions. Basically, they all do it, you know, in one form or another, that, you know, basically all the great masters, you know, all the heads of all the religions, that was really the essence, the heart of their teachings. And, you know, like I said, I mean, to try to communicate what I experience in meditation is fruitless. I mean, it's impossible. It's a futile attempt to express the inexpressible. And so if you look at all the great masters, they did one of two things. They either spoke in parables and said, you know, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. You know, what the hell does that mean? Or they would say, look, I've had these experiences. I can help you try to get there if you just sit down, be quiet, observe your sensations, you know, try not to move and follow these techniques, and maybe you can get to that place too. And if you do any historical research, basically all the different religions started out that way.
What about, I mean, we talk with, you know, distance runners and endurance athletes, you know, that runner's high that they refer to. Is that kind of what you get after that? You learn how to maybe release endorphins to get you to that area?
You know, a lot of people, you know, I'll say, well, you should meditate or something. And they'll say, well, I garden and that's meditation. Or I hike. I like to hike a lot and that's very meditative. Or I like to run. And that's true. And it's also not the same form of meditation as, you know, just sitting. So those types of meditations are very beneficial. But this is not, I mean, they've done a lot of studies on the brain through, you know, expert meditators, and they can hook up electrodes and they can observe different theta waves or delta waves or whatever. But they don't really notice any chemical changes other than the different hormonal secretions that happen afterwards.
That's great. Hey, I want to make sure our listeners go to your website, beyondmefilm.com, beyondmefilm.com. You can watch that 90-minute video I was telling you about earlier, the movie. It's a great documentary. But thank you so much, Frank, for coming on. We loved having you. And, hey, when we come back, the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day and your chance to win a free book. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Many doctors are quick to prescribe medication like antidepressants or sleeping aids, a band-aid that covers up the underlying problem. Micronutrient deficiencies account for many symptoms that are often missed. You deserve answers, and you deserve the right path back to health. Schedule your micronutrient testing at EM Texas or call 1-800-910-EXEC. It doesn't matter where you live. As long as it's in the U.S., a kit can be shipped to you. So call 1-800-910-3932 or visit us at emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com. The Stay Young vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas, and you can visit us on the web at emtexas.com, emtexas.com. People come from all over the globe. They fly into DFW to see us, so no matter where you're listening, be sure to visit that website, emtexas.com. You can also find all the past shows on iTunes. They're free podcasts. You can either get that link off the website, or you can go to iTunes.com and search the Staying Young Show. So write down this phone number, 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932, because that's where you can call with your Dementia Defender answer, or you can actually put a request in through the website, emtexas.com. And if you get it right, then we will send you your choice of Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, or Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Two books that you need. You need these books if you want to stay young and healthy. And it's filled with great, great information, not just for you, but, you know, for your relatives, for your friends. You just, you know, stuff we talk about here, compressed.
I was going to say, the comment I've gotten back from some folks that have read it, friends and stuff, that when's the next book coming out? Because it's like I won't say leaves you hanging, but there's all these things that are about to happen, you know, stem cells, et cetera. And like, well, when are you doing the next book? I was like, hell, ink getting dry on that one.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a great response. And those are our second and third book together. And yeah, I'm getting the same thing. I've gotten email requests, you know, what's next? What's on the next thing out? So that's exciting. You know, when we were talking to Frank about meditation, it reminded me of when I was in that water deprivation. What was it called? I can never remember the name of it.
A
float tank. Okay, so you go in it, and it's filled with like a bunch of Epsom salt, and you basically can't sink, so you can fall asleep just floating around in this warm water. I was in it for an hour and a half, and I tell you, that's meditation. I know he said, you know, where you don't, you know, maybe you don't want to lay down, but that was some serious meditation. When I left, I had nothing in my brain, nothing there. That's like a shock.
That's a shocking event.
I didn't even have anything to say when I got home. Walter said he wanted to just put one of those in the back room. He's going to call the contractor. If you go in there every day, will you be quiet for 3 hours?
No comment.
Go buy a couple of big bags of Epsom salts and toss it in the tub.
Here you go, honey. Lit the candles. Here's your tub bath. float around in that for a while. But hey, it's been a kind of fun week. We've had some fun things happen. You had some funny stories from our Sunday school kids.
Yes, Judy is teaching Sunday school for 7-year-olds, and I'm helping her out a little bit.
You're co-teaching.
I'm co-teaching.
You're co-teaching. Okay. What is that? I'm helping her out.
Well, one week we asked the kids, what do you think heaven's like? And this one little girl very seriously said, there's barns. I said, there's barns in heaven? Oh, yeah, there's barns. You have to clean the barns. It's part of going to heaven. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, and you said, well, why would there be barns? And one kid said, haven't you ever heard the Jesus story? Of course there's barns. It's so funny.
These are seventh graders?
No, they're 7-year-olds.
Seven.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, they're 7-year-olds. They're cute.
The next week we posed the question, if you could ask Jesus one question, what would you ask? And this one little boy said, I would ask him why he made animals so that they poop. He didn't like animals pooping.
And the other funny part, though, some girl raised her hand and says, I know the answer to that. I know the answer. He doesn't have to ask.
Well, I told this story to one of our church acquaintances, and he told me in another class, a 7-year-old was asked, do they know what the resurrection is? And one little boy said, well, I don't know what it is, but I know if you have it for more than 4 hours, you have to go to the hospital.
Hey, that one's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That was the, I taught the, they asked me to teach the sex education class 1 year. One year. That was it.
In church?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet they were never the same.
Yep. 1 year, never asked back.
Whoever thought, let's ask Dr. Mark Anderson.
They try to get medical professionals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they called that, and I said, all right, I'll go. I think it was seventh graders. It might have been sixth graders. They teach it at different ages, so it gets different levels, but...
It's a family show, and I don't even want to know what you
No, it wasn't
told
me.
Them.
I mean, there's a little girl in there. I mean, you get it real fast. Her father's a urologist. Okay.
Oh.
That kid knew all the right anatomy and all the right terms. And I mean, you know, all I had to do is ask her, and she's telling the whole class, you know, the whole thing. So it wasn't me, but.
So you had a co-teacher too?
Pretty much. But by the way, co-teacher sounds like either an Indian word or some kind of Chinese restaurant or something. Co-teacher.
Co-teacher, we need to think of a new name for that. Well, anyways.
Co-educator.
Co-educator. You had some interesting cases recently, too. So you want to share any of the interesting cases you had?
I had a fascinating one this morning. A patient came in after traveling to China and Laos and other parts of Southeast Asia, and he had this rash all over his body, and it was pretty classic cutaneous leishmaniasis.
Wow,
which is
that.
Well, it starts with L-E-I-S, but leishmaniasis, and it's spread by the sandfly, which is an insect smaller than a mosquito. And, of course, if it's just on your skin, eventually it goes away, and there's some treatments that might work, so I prescribed it for him. But if it gets inside of you, well, it can kill you. It can be very, very serious if it gets into your liver and so on. So that's probably the only case of cutaneous leishmaniasis I've ever seen. But I've been always looking for one, so today was the day.
No, but it brings up a good point, is with everybody traveling. You know, I've had people coming back from around the world that have picked up you know, infectious processes that, you know, we wouldn't ever see here in the States and, you know, probably in a whole career, but now you see those type things. So, I mean, it's not infrequent. We have to screen people for malaria and other things.
So, all right. So on that whole, I got to go back to that, you know, I'm all about not liking bugs and getting infected with stuff. But why is it important, like, if you get it, could you ingest it and then it lays eggs inside of you? Or what's the deal there?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It lays eggs. And if it's just in your skin, it just spreads all over your skin.
You know, all our listeners right now are scratching. They're like, I feel like.
Well, it doesn't occur in North America at all. So we're okay here.
So somebody that travels, like this patient, and comes here, could they, like, give it to other people here?
No, no. It's spread by the sandfly. There's no sandflies in North
America. So once it's in you, it just, it's not like, it can't jump off you and like.
No.
That's good. No.
Unless you're a blonde about 5 feet tall.
Whatever.
With blue eyes.
Whatever.
High genetic susceptibility, right?
Well, you know, this whole show today, I know we talked a lot about meditation, but the whole stress reduction in general is so important for our listeners.
And so the guy takes a nice vacation, reduces his stress, and then comes back and he's got
pow,
itchy, crawly things underneath his skin. There went the stress reduction, right?
Yeah, but if you meditate on a regular basis.
Not in the sand.
It's a tool to reduce your stress permanently.
Yeah, so. And boy, we definitely need stress reduction.
Yeah. Well, that music means it's time. Yes, it's time for Dementia Defender. Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Are you ready for this week's riddle? Dementia Defender has been flying all over the United States. He's visited many states. Here's the question. He visited the most northern state in the United States. He visited the most southern state. He visited the most western state. And he visited the most eastern state. What are those states? Send in your answers.
There you go. Well, that shouldn't be too hard.
Harder than you think.
Harder than you think. That's right. So you got to send those answers to us. You can either call us at 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932, or you can go to the website emtexas.com, and you can fill out the little contact us form. There's a Dementia Defender form. Now, here's the thing. If you call us or you send it in, give us your information. Sometimes people call, they got the right answer, they say they're Sally, and they hang up.
Well, I got one. He said, oh, it's Jack. I know the answer. Click.
So, you know, Jack, you didn't get the book, but you could have. And we want to congratulate all those people out there that we've been sending books to, and I hope you enjoy them. Our goal is always to educate you and give you as much information so that you can live healthy and long. We definitely want to bring you information through the books and through the shows. And if you haven't been to iTunes, you can find a whole slew of old shows on just about anything you can imagine. And we had some great guests as well. So be sure you go there, iTunes.com, or you can go on our website, emtexas.com. Follow the links. All the time we have for today, you've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. Join us right here on the Staying Young Show as we bring you information that you can use.
We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. 910-3932.